listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Hello, I'm Pastor Jerome Ryan, the founder and CEO of the Love Center. We've been serving the region for over 30 years, helping families rebuild their lives. We're expanding our services. The Workforce Discipleship Center providing housing for the working class homeless. Yes, repeat, for the working class homeless, for single men and single women. We are offering financial literacy and strategies along with spiritual discipleship. For more information, please call the Workforce Discipleship Office at 772-207-6925. Again, 772-207-6925. Our staff is waiting to assist you or someone you know.
Welcome to Kingdom Recovery. This is a live, spirit-filled program where no matter what chains a person to a prison of hopelessness, such as alcohol, drugs, sex, or even feelings, God can and will break those chains. Kingdom Recovery is a cutting-edge program where we discuss God's Word through focused teachings, open discussion, and life-changing testimonies. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Kingdom Recovery. I'm Luann Linneken, and I'm with
James Rich.
Hi, James. So the commercial you just heard was Workforce Discipleship. That's a ministry I'm getting involved in with Jerome Ryan. So, and it's for working homeless. So if you're working or if you know someone that's having difficulty finding a place due to the high rentals, you know, what they're asking, you can contact me at 631-745-7980, and I can help connect you with Workforce Discipleship and, you know, get the information to see if that's something that you would be interested in. So if you're working and you're having a hard time finding a place that's affordable, give me a call. I just want to add that. I believe in next week, maybe next week or the week after, Pastor Tom will be here for at the King's Table, at Jesus's table. And we are working on step 11. We'd started it last week, which is we actually went through the whole sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying, and that's talking only for the knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. So we talked about what sought means, prayer means, meditation, which is listening. You know, we want to pray and meditate. We want to talk with God and listen for his directions too. Amen. And I know last week I had briefly touched that meditating, people confuse that with some practices. And I did too. But what God is saying here is meditating to listen to his still small voice and get the world's voice and noise out and go into that secret place with him and not just empty out our heads and, you know, fill it up with our own self stuff, even if it is good. You know, that was the whole problem in the first place. It's really to fill it up with his word. So it's not, I was guilty of that. I'm just going to say, I mean, I was practicing witchcraft when I was thinking God, I believed in God. So, you know, it's definitely not. And even when I'm also someone who was on about 14 psychiatric meds in the past. And today I'm on none. But it's as our faith grows, God will show us.
Amen.
Right? Because I know people, and I would never tell anyone not to do what they're doing. If that's what they feel, they're being, God works through people. Through the Holy Spirit will convict people. Mm-hmm. But we do need to put out information. Yeah. Because if I wasn't told certain things that I could be healed, I probably would still be doing a lot of the things I was doing in the past, trying to get that healing. You know?
Amen.
Amen. So with that, I want to say step 11 is about spirituality. And we know that spirituality is not just, I see spirits, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. It's about spiritually growing your inner man, your spirit growing, and your soul being transformed by the renewing of your mind. So it's being transformed, really. That's what spirituality is. And that's what, and God said to Nicodemus, you wouldn't even know unless you have the Holy Spirit. You can't really spiritually grow in a godly way. You can spiritually descend in a demonic way, but, and be fooled.
Yeah, and all cults lay claim to Jesus. Mm-hmm. So
yes.
Everywhere you go, even if you go into like a psychic shop, they'll have a picture of Jesus on the wall, and they all say Jesus is one of the ways,
Think about that
for just a minute now. If these other ways could take you to God, why would God the Word, who created the earth, put himself in the womb of a woman to go through all of that to pay for our sins, to make just another way? That's crazy.
Uh-huh. And why would
he
declare,
is the only way, like
I
he said, I am the way.
Amen.
There's no way to the Father except through the Son.
Amen. And that is the truth. So, and even in the big book, it talks about when Bill's story, he talks about because he served and he was going through a military. I think he served. He's going through a military, a cemetery. And it said, to the unknown God. And we have a scripture that says that, So it's like, it's just amazing how it all connects. Now, I didn't know when I was first in doing 12 steps and all that, because I had a religion, I had all that, but I wasn't in a relationship with God. So, but now that I am, and I know when he talks to me, being in his word and knowing, he brings up scripture. So, and that's one of them, that when I read that again for the umpth time, he brought up his scripture. So I do believe that I was called to be an interpreter of the scripture for that program. That's why so many people, when they come to Kingdom Recovery or they're listening even to the program, they say, wow, I never heard it that way, because that's the issue. I was hitting brick walls constantly in that program, even though I wasn't acting out drinking. I was still not transformed, being changed. Maybe temporarily I got relief, but this is an eternal change. And that's what my hope and prayer and desire is for everyone. And that's another reason why when we started the groups, we talked about it's not about alcohol, it's about sinful behavior. So yes, that program, but that's why that program puts other names, like I'm powerless over, you can even say a person. You could say Sally Sue, because you're trying to control a situation. You really don't have any control. So that it works that way. But when you put God as the solution in that, it changes everything. And that's what I want to share with people. So this step 11 is about being growing spiritually and staying in daily communion. It's God says, you'll eat my flesh, drink my blood. It's daily bread with God every day. It's spirit and truth, walking in spirit and truth, getting to know who he is. And we need him. We need Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We're spirit, soul, and body. We're a trinity. He created us in a trinity to fit perfectly knitted with him too. So God consciousness is another, in his presence. This is a practice of being in God's presence. Once you start praying, especially when you're praying in the spirit, you're in his presence. A lot of people say, how do I get there? They want this big, I did. When I first started practicing this principle the right way, this step the right way, because I thought this was like the relaxed step before I had a relationship with God. I thought, I'll read Drop the Rock, all these these things. And they're very good books. These are good books. But when you have scripture engraved in your heart, these books start to transform too. Because they're all based, scripturally based. A lot of the stuff that is the material in this, in 12-step program, is scriptural, So God conscious is being awakened. It's and responding to your surrounding. knowing God's always with you wherever you are. He'll never leave you or forsake you. So oneness with God, and not what you want to say something. Oh, and oneness with God. A lot of practices when we practice meditation. I did it because I didn't understand what meditating was. I didn't understand prayer and meditation. Prayer was, I said, I ritually prayed. I had certain prayers, Hail Mary, Our Father, memorized. Mm-hmm. I would pray. And meditation to me was lighting a candle, taking a bubble bath, you know, like alone time. Like that's, nobody really said it's the time where when we're praying, we're listening, we're meditating on His Word, thinking about His Word, we're applying His Word in our thoughts, you know, not just in our...
Yeah, chewing the cud, it says.
Like, chewing the cud, and I have it in here. Yes, I do. We're going to get to that. Exactly. Yes. Exactly. And this is so important because it's not a skip over step. Oh, you know, I'll go to a retreat. I mean, those, everything I'm saying are good things to take a break, but it's not what God is calling us to do with Him. What He's calling, He likes when we take a vacation or take a bubble bath and treat ourselves nice, but it's prayer, meditation to improve our conscious contact with God. It's about God, you know, not about me getting a break, me just closing out the world. No, it's about shut the door and spend time with God. And I never really understood it that way. And it's so much more effective in my life and infecting in my life with my family, work, friends, church, because I do that, you know, in a different way. And that's what I'm trying to share with everybody that's listening today. Okay, so we want to, in Colossians 4:2, it says, devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful. So, of course, you know, I look up words. So I'm going to also read in the New King James, Colossians 4:2. And then I'm going, because what they're saying there is when we're watchful, we want to be vigilant. We want to observe closely to not only the dangers of the prowl, you know, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but also to the goodness of what God's doing. You know, we have to be aware of where God is and where the enemy is. Because it's very quickly, you know, and the enemy likes to dress things up in pretty little boxes, and then you open it, and all hell breaks loose. Done it.
Amen.
You know? So we want to make sure that, and sometimes, you know, and everything that God does is good, but sometimes it doesn't look very pretty in the outside box. So it's our, like, no, I would say the fleshly nature to go to the good thing, the thing that looks so pretty, and then winds up being, you know, harmful.
Yeah, because there's people that say, oh, mm-hmm. like in God fornication, they're saying,
yes, he wants
oh,
me to
I
be
felt
loved.
Right, and it was love, and,
yes.
you know.
Good, go ahead, that's right. So, and it's important because we think.
It's not feeling, so.
Right, amen, amen. So in Colossians 4:2, it says, in the New King James, it says, continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. So thanksgiving is being feeling filled with joy. We want to be in His presence is the fullness of joy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So when we're in prayer, we're in His presence. And we need to remember to meditate and listen. Not only just pray and then here's my list or, you know. And eventually that, there's no more list. When you spend enough time with God, you start to ask Him what He would like you to be doing, what His desire is for that day. And that's when you really start spiritually maturing. And that's what the 11 steps, that's the practice of prayer and meditation is spiritually growing. You know, it's not about me. It's more of Him, less of me. You know, and I wrote awake, O sleeper, because when we're watchful, we're awake, we're observing closely, we're vigilant, we're aware of not only what the enemy's doing, but of God's plan. And I've been really, really, really paying attention to that. Like, it started daily, like, you know, for the day. Now it's getting minutely. Like, every minute, I'm like, God, where are you? Like, what are you doing? I'm excited. Show me what you're doing. Can I help? You know? You know? You know, do you need me to do anything in this? You know? And usually, He loves that. And He doesn't always need me to help. but it's nice to ask, you know what I mean? And to see what he's doing. Sometimes doing, just watching him do what he's doing is it's exciting, you know, in other people's lives. So to continue to pray, and that's talk and walk after holiness. That's what the 11th step is. It's a daily, we want to do these things. And when we say the steps, and I know people say, well, you know, like 12-step program, that's like being in a program or like a brainwashing. We do need our brainwash, first of all, of good things, scriptural things, God things. But when I put God, Christ, I'll say Holy Spirit, in the program, in these steps, it becomes a lifestyle. It's not like something I say, oh, I do know where I'm at in my life in a day. If I'm struggling in something, I'm like, oh, that's a 6 and 7. I gotta, you know, surrender this. And it could be anger. It could be, you know, intolerant, you know, and those are that, and then when that wants to creep up, I have to remember, wait a minute, I got rid of that shortcomings. Those are character defects. I don't want that in my life, you know, because as long as we're in this flesh, God said it, we're going to be exposed to circumstances, other people's stuff. And I have to remember how to walk in love all the time, even when it's coming at me. So when impatience comes on and I want to say what I need to say, or pride or whatever that is, that's when I have to yield to myself, because that's what I want to do. Either you're going to hurt me, or you're going to take what I have, or you're going to ask me to give you something, and I don't want to give it. You know, like, it's all that going on. And I stop, because everything that I have, God supplies anyway. And then I get peace. And it's like, oh, here, take it. You know?
But it's like a little fear and manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
Being manipulated.
Mm-hmm.
I struggle with that. Mm-hmm. Not saying I don't, but I think about that.
Yeah. So we want to give it all to God during their time of prayer, and that's meditating, listening to direction, singing, dancing, fasting. We want to be alert, vigilant, awake to our need for God and God's need for us, right? We should keep our eyes on Him and express gratitude to Him, praise and joy to the Lord, and you will find joy in the Lord. When we start praising, that's why gratitude lists, you know, we always say that, you know, when you get ungrateful or you're going through something, one of the little key things that we suggest is that you make a gratitude list. And it works, because you start looking at the positives instead of looking at the negative stuff in your life. So I suggest that to anybody. If you're feeling like everything's going wrong right now in your life, just sit down and write something positive, and that will grow. Plant that seed, and then another seed will, you know, another stem will grow from that, and another one, and another one. Then you'll see pretty little flowers and maybe some fruit from that one grateful thought.
I've been healed through thanking Him.
Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you.
It was bad. Now my foot was broke.
Amen. Amen. Psalms 1:2-3 says, But whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on His law day and night, that person is like a tree. This is what we were just talking about. Planted by a stream, streams of water, which yield its fruit in season. Hallelujah. So just think of something positive, and whose leaves does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Praise the Lord. And it will grow. Fruit will show. You just have to be patient with it. And stay positive. You know, if every day, you know, you're struggling with cigarettes or something, you just every day you say, thank you for making me a non-smoker. Even if you light up a cigarette, turn it around.
Thank you for delivering me.
Thank you for delivering.
Is that scripture? That's,
yeah, that's good. So to be is to exist, to live life successfully as a believer. You will meditate. Think deeply on God's word, His laws, day and night. This is things that, as a follower of Jesus, Jesus did it. He would separate Himself and sit with God and take direction. Praise the Lord. He's our example. So in Jesus' time, prayer and offerings, both morning and night at the temple, these are the things that they were doing. We are the temple now, so we should be praying and offering day and night.
And when you're praying for others, you get free yourself.
Amen.
Get your mind
That's
off.
Right.
So,
yep.
Out of your stuff.
So meditate in Hebrew is Hagah, to mutter in a low voice, repeating what is heard or read. And I wrote here, still small voice. So it's like God talking. And it's, I believe God's voice is a still small voice. Sometimes it sounds really loud, especially when there's no noise of the world. But, you know, he can get louder. But when we have the noise of the world going, rattling in our own, and of ourself too, you know, what am I going to get? What am I going to do? How am I going to get it? All that stuff. It muffles him. It grieves. It quenches the Holy Spirit, the voice of God inside of us.
And God speaks different ways, just for listeners, because impressions are most common, but it's easy to miss with impression. But he can give you very important things through impression.
Yes.
And he can save your life. And a knowing stronger, and thoughts. My thoughts miss a lot. If I'm ministering in a church, they're usually right. I just trust him, but like he protects me.
Dreams,
visions.
Mm-hmm.
And there's open visions where you actually see it with your eyes, which is very, I've had two of them. Very rare. And then, but a regular vision is like your imagination. You're not even sure if it's the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a meeting.
And
recently.
In revelation, too. That's presence of the Lord when you get the revelation of the Lord.
Yeah, that's kind of a knowing.
Yeah, that's a knowing, right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then audible is really rare.
Yeah.
It's authoritative and very loud.
Mm-hmm. Because you can't literally, because it's happened.
It's crushing.
To me. You can't even hear the world. It's total silence, basically. And it's only his voice. It's pretty incredible. So, because I've heard him twice, and it was like that. It was like just him. And everything else was not, and it was loud.
Thurman would always say that authoritative voice, but it sounds like he's angry. He's like, very loud. And like,
right.
Something happens in your spirit, because I have people scream at me that are scary, but it's not like when that came, it's like undoes me.
So we want to pray without ceasing, and that's scriptural. Sing songs, reciting scripture as it comes to your remembrance. So sometimes, even in songs, God speaks to us. You know, like I'll wake up and there'll be a song in my. Like all night, I feel like I was singing, and he wakes me up with that song, you know. So it's something that you can sit with him and say, okay, is there something you want me to know in this song, this tune you have?
I've been praying for someone else, and owner of a broken heart, it's like your song came in, and I'm like,
amen.
Who broke your heart? And God really opened a door with that.
Praise God, that's right.
Song, but I wanted to say, we don't just ask to hear God, to hear him, because there's other spirits that will take advantage of that commonly. There's been some people get really off, just, I want to hear you. It's like he's speaking, just ask him for the revelation of what he's trying to get through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the constant flow of God's word is in you. He's the river, keeps flowing. When we slow down and we not only pray and, you know, talk, and we slow down and we meditate and listen and yield, we can hear him. And like James says, not just his voice. I'm not talking only about his voice. I'm talking about we can hear his purpose. We can hear who he is, his plan and directions, right? In your spirit, soul, and body, the way he wants to use you. The word produces fruit in your life. When you're listening and obeying his word and his direction, the Holy Spirit will lead and guide you into all truth, into how God, the first thing is he reveals himself to you. However it is, I'm God, I'll never leave you forsake you, I heal you. He's a healer. And then he'll tell you the purpose and the plan.
I just want to say that as far as God speaking, first off, I want to say it's over 20 years before I heard him audibly, being filled with the Spirit, and it was like 7 years between. It wasn't like I'm hearing that. It seems like I don't hardly ever hear that, but it's things that are important to him. Because there's, I mean, when I was told I was going to die of cancer, and I'm pleading out for him to speak to me, I didn't hear anything, you know. But there's things he did speak that were important to him that didn't seem that important to me. Like, so that's kind of his choosing on that. So.
Amen. So a continual maintenance and commitment to prayer and meditation will grow like a tree and produce fruit. Okay, it's nourishment, supply. It gives us strength, productive, prosperity, success, and whatever you do, you will prosper. And when you're rooted in the faith, in believing His word, and seeking Him first in all things. When we seek first the kingdom, Him, God, in all things, everything, then we will get the guidance. And sometimes it takes, God will say something, and it might not take that day. It might take years, but stay faithful. Yeah. So what you hear Him saying, if He said it, He's not a liar. It's God's timing. It says what, a thousand years is one day? So think about that. If He tells you something and it's 10 years, it's really only, what, 10
minutes?
That's
where people miss it a lot, actually.
I don't know, something like that. If you could do the math. It's just a very short time in God's timing.
That's where people miss it a lot, and they get ahead of God, and that's what Abraham did.
And
the hardest thing is wait.
That's right.
The hardest thing, you can tell you can have faith for anything, but waiting is, people have the hardest time having faith to just be still.
That's right. Yes. Or they do something ahead of God.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Or they don't do anything at all because they're waiting on God. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, and God still wants us doing things in the process, because what God's doing in between that time is building our character to be in the image of His character, so that when we get to that place, the fulfillment of what He's calling us to do, it's His glory. It's Him. You know, so we always want to be thankful, because when God gives us direction, I mean, I'm thankful that I'm saved. I mean, that's a big deal to me. I wake up some days, I'm like, man, I could have missed this whole thing. You know, just going in the paths that I was going, frustration, choosing, you know, other ways to deal with my life. I'm so grateful that. If this is the only thing that I ever achieve in my life is to be born again, that's like the greatest thing, you know. Hallelujah. So the key to success in life is to meditate, to listen to God's word, to obey His word, to yield to His word, on God's word, to ponder over and over, regurgitate God's word over and over, like to cud, an animal regurgitates. The llama, the goat, the camel, right? And when we're listening, we're meditating, we're focusing our mind on the plan and purpose and God's mind. What is His will? What is He thinking? You know, He tells us, take captive our thoughts. First of all, our thoughts are in His thoughts. Our path, our ways are in His ways. So if we know that, then sometimes we have to think to ourselves, am I in the right way? Am I doing the right thing? Am I in the right direction? And if you're not, you find yourself being tossed to and fro in your emotions and your choices and your behaviors. Just repent, which is simply, forgive me, Father, and turn your direction towards His will, His word, His way.
Okay. And I just want to share, I just realized, clarify a little bit. When we mentioned chewing the cud, she's like regurgitating. Because some people go, what are y'all talking about? What that's referring to is we chew the same word over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
We read the word and you'll see, you'll read the Bible 1,000 times and you read the same scripture, and then all of a sudden you see something you didn't see. And that's where just meditating on the word day and night is just like chewing the cud. The Bible compares it to that, where they just chew it, spit it up, chew it again.
Mm-hmm.
It's just keep reading the word and
Amen.
Meditating on the word.
Amen.
So that's what she was talking about.
Thank you.
I just realized somebody's on there going, what are they talking about? Regurgitate.
Well, we regurgitate because we're going back out and we're taking it in again, taking it out and taking it in. Mm. But it's good when you have two people talking like this, because somebody, you catch something that you're like, maybe I need to explain that a little bit. And it's really important. you know? Mm. And it's really important when we get feedback. If people call and, you know, have a question or, you know, say something, want to add something, I take it all into consideration. I'm mm-hmm. open to that. I don't ever, I always pray on it. I think about it. I ask God. I might even do a little study on it. If there's something that I'm missing, I'm not here to hurt anybody or to condemn anybody. I'm excited that this was the stuff that helped me get to know him more and free me of the bondage of self. And that's all I'm looking to do. So if, you know, if anyone has anything that they want to share with me, please feel free to, because I'm definitely open to anything. God's always teaching me too. So through prayer and meditation with God, we can spend time in by walking, talking, everything we do, eating with the Lord. We find great love, joy, and peace in our life. When we include God, you know, everything changes. When we are aware that he's with us all the time. See, it's me including him because he's there. Like, you know, but it's me saying, oh, I know you're present with me, you know. So through love, and that's honoring and living in obedience to the Lord, we will find freedom and liberty from the bondage of self. Our need for a lifestyle, a kingdom, the way of life, consisting of love, truth, peace, and stability, is found only in the kingdom of God through the Holy Spirit. Anything else is false gods. Religious practices, you can get very sidetracked over the religious spirit, you know. And we did talk a little bit about astrology, yoga, different things. Even all these different things can keep us sidetracked. So if you go to God first, he will talk to you about these things. He will deal with you on them. So Isaiah 40:28-31 says, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the end of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youth grows tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." And that's what meditating on him, on his word day and night, spending time with him, prayer, and meditating is about. Sometimes you just have to, it takes a while, you know, to sit and in order for the situation to clear up or the manifestation to present itself. You know, I prayed a long time during the spirit of when cancer was trying to come on me. And I never say I had cancer or I had gotten cancer, because it tried to get me, but I wouldn't allow
it. It had me.
Yes, that's right. So, right. Amen. I wasn't
trying to get it.
There was times where it felt like forever, you know, believing and then not receiving it, believing that I didn't receive. I already received everything, but I wasn't the faith of my had to grow and keep reciting those words until it really got engraved into my heart. And then it didn't matter to me if I even died, because I was saved, you know. So, and that's when the revelation, that's when it all comes together. You're like, because then the enemy's like, oh well, this is not going to do anything anymore. It's like when the gang came on the property. I'm like, what's the worst thing you're going to do to me? Kill me? Okay. They looked at me like, this lady's cuckoo. Because that's their whole thing, to threaten people, you know, that they're going to hurt you or kill you or whatever. And I was like, you're not.
That's a property in
Fort Pierce. Yeah. Correct. So they know what they did? They backed up and left. You know, because they didn't have the power over me. As far as, you know, what was the worst thing that was going to happen? They were going to kill me. I was going to go to heaven. You know? Praise the Lord. So, hope is waiting on the Lord in prayer. And it renews us when we have hope. Hope, Christ in me, the hope of glory, right? And it's how we're building up in our faith, too. I know when I first, if it wasn't for other people going through and sharing their testimonies, that's what gives me the hope that, well, if God did it for them, then he did it for me, because he did it for all. And that's where the hope and then the faith comes in. And the faith is believing no matter what it looks like. And then the revelation, God's revelation, is the manifestation happening. Praise the Lord. So he restores us like an eagle who sheds its feathers. We did a whole thing on that, where, and it's a painful process where they pluck all their feathers out, and then they bang their beak off. But when they get renewed, they're like a brand new eagle. And this usually and it's a choice, which is really incredible, the way nature is, the way God does. He's so incredible. They get to choose if they want to do that process. It's a long process, and they're vulnerable. They're sitting there. This is an eagle sitting there with vulnerable to be attacked, because he doesn't have any way to defend himself. And then he gets renewed. Praise the Lord. Sometimes I feel like that. I feel like that eagle, like, oh, something's coming. Thank you, God, for being here. And it can't fly, but receives a new set of wings, and then it can soar up high. Hallelujah. So patience is yielding to God, learning to wait on God. There is growing and steps that are needed in the waiting. It's character development. God wants to build us up in character. I know that there's a lot of things I do today that there's no way I could. I thought I could. I wanted to do the things that I do today years ago, but thank God I didn't have those opportunities. They were visions and dreams, you know? And now they're realities because the revelation came. You know, I can actually represent properly.
No. Amen.
Amen. So it depends on the Lord for guidance, and lean on his word for understanding. We need, that's the only way we can get true understanding, truth, and understanding the truth, and then standing on the truth. Right? We stand under God, understanding God. Praise the Lord. So you never grow weary or get tired when you continue to seek and meditate on God's word. It's a supernatural strength, endurance, and energy. It's Holy Spirit, even better than our youth. It is. You know, there are things that I can tolerate today that I could not tolerate even when I was younger. You know? And it, I don't think that's through age, because there are things that are intolerable, more things that are intolerable today in my life, but I tolerate.
Amen.
You know what I mean?
That's just getting deliverance, you know?
Yeah, amen. So Psalms 119:99 says, I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. So this is really important. These are the decrees, the word, the testimonies, all these things, you know, are the things we have to meditate on. God's word, on his character, on his will, on his plan, on how he's talking to us through his word, through the Holy Spirit, through other followers. He talks to us, right? So I keep your precepts, and that's your behaviors and your thoughts. We want to keep his behaviors and his thoughts forward before we respond, react. That's the way it should be. We don't react, we respond. Reaction is a feeling, and it's usually a personal feeling. It's usually
a rejection.
And then, so responding is taking a moment and asking God, how would you have me respond to this? Right?
Yeah, and don't let other people's attitudes affect your life, because if you do, then you'll only be doing as good as people are treating you, and that's an awful place to live.
Yes, it is. That's being tossed to and fro. So statutes are written laws passed by a legislative body, or a law, or a decree made by God. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit of God is the greatest teacher, but only through faith. We have to believe. If I don't believe that the Holy Spirit is in me, or that the Holy Spirit, I can have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, or that the Holy Spirit is God in me, then I'm not gonna fulfill or choose to be obedient and fulfill what God has for me, because I'm going to think there's something better or different or easier, the softer way. God's way seems most difficult, but it is always the easiest, softer way in the long run. Because even the easiest, softer way takes, it costs so much. You know, God's way is priceless. Other ways cost you so much time, sometimes money, pain, suffering. It's not worth it. You know, even if it takes longer to do it the way God wants us to do it, it's so worth it. So 1 Timothy 4, 7, 8 says, have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly. For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things. This is what we were just talking about. Holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. So old beliefs from families, religion, cultures, and worldly government, and this is the same thing. We got to be careful about how we're meditating, what we're doing, astrology. Like, you know, sometimes I did it. I would look at the horoscope every day. I would go on the train, and I'd be like, I bought a paper, not for the paper. Mm-hmm. Find out what my day was going to be like. You know, was I going to get married? Was I, you know, anything. So that was the way I would sit there and I would ponder on it. Like, they're talking about me. And that's a similar way to get distracted in our meditation with the Lord. We're choosing something else instead of with God.
We're also receiving curses in your life.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, and I had to repent for that. You know, like, even going to a psychic or, you know, things like that. Because, you know, when you go to the psychics, they tell you to do certain things too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, put some eggs under your bed.
Craziness. Craziness, right?
Crazy things.
Yeah.
So people will say, you know, that's more like almost witch doctor stuff. But a lot of them people say, well, it worked. I had ulcers, and after I did that, and I'm saying, yeah, and that's why you got cancer now.
Uh-huh. And then something happened, right? It opens a door.
Satan never gives you a blessing without something worse coming.
Right.
He does not bless people.
Right. It's making a deal with the devil.
Yeah.
So, Holy Spirit of God is the greatest teacher, but only through the faith and the willingness to spend time with God can the Holy Spirit grow in you to teach you and convict you. And when I say grow in you, the Holy Spirit is the more of Him, the less of me. It's letting Him overflow out of me, right? So we have
dying to the flesh.
Dying to the flesh. And we have to edify and encourage. And when we pray in the Spirit, that's edifying and encouraging us to grow. Hallelujah. So 1 Timothy 4, 7-8 says, have nothing to... I already read that. Sorry. So living is being... So we were talking about the religion, culture, and worldly government systems that stress outward well-being, physical appearance, and things acquired in your life. Your belongings are more important than spiritual, godly living. When we start to choose those things, there are old systems, our old beliefs, our old thoughts, our old traditions, myths, wives' tales. I mean, I was sharing the other day that I love God, but I would never put my pocketbook on the floor because then I would go broke. That was an old belief. My family would be like, don't put your pocketbook on the floor. You know, I would go somewhere. So I would never do that because then that meant I could go broke. So that's an old belief. I don't believe those things, and thank God. And I had to repent for all those things, lifting my feet over train track. Like, I had a lot of those ritual things.
Not walking under a ladder, salt over the shoulder.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is... So the body fades away, and you can't take your things with you. We're all designed and created to die, go back to dust, you know? So
I was just thinking about a black cat running in front of you, because the enemy can be like, give you the thought, well, maybe God just did that because He knew it would. I'd take it as a warning. The enemy's good.
Yeah. So take your things with you. You can't take anything with you. All we take is what we learn about God and love here on earth, how we love Him, and how we love Him is how we obey His word and fulfill His plan and purpose for His pleasure, right? By loving others and obeying His word in our life and living a life unto Him, a lifestyle. So godly living is a life in the fullness of God's word, in Jesus, in Christ, right? with our whole spirit, soul, and body. It's pleasing to God when we give him all of us. He says, you know, love me with your heart, your body, your spirit, your soul, everything, our bone marrow, who we are. So John 3:18-21 says, whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God, in the name of God's one and only Son. Not Buddha, not Allah, or God of the mountains, or the moon, or the doorknob, or the wind, or the rain, or just simply higher power, she. That's the other thing that everybody talks about, God being a she. So this is the verdict. Light, Jesus the Word, has come into the world, but people loved darkness, and that's the sin, instead of the light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. And the light is the Word, and that's why people struggle with the Word. I thought about this scripture this morning. It's like, you know, it's like when you just want to run and hide when you're not living right. You know, but whoever lives by the truth comes into the light. You have nothing to hide. You're exposed. You're intimate with God. Into me you see. Intimacy. So, and everything that's pure is liquid. Liquid gold, liquid diamond, everything's liquefied. That's why he burns. Only thing that's combustible is sin. But once you burn it out, God's the consuming fire. He wants the judgment of, that's not right. You're not living right. I want you to live right. He wants to purify our hearts, our soul, so that it may be plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. So willing and ready to let God's light, his word, shine in the areas of your life that are still gray, in little gray areas, I'll say, you know, like, oh, it's a little, one of the things we joke around in Kingdom Recovery is when I say lies don't have size, you know, a little white lie, and they're not colors. A lie is a lie. You know? So it's darkness, and when we say darkness, it's ignorance. We choose sin out of ignorance a lot of the time, you know? Selfishness, because we believe that God's not going to provide for all our needs. So it's through ignorance. Once you understand that, you get revelation, then you can operate in the light of God and not contradict him. So we must stop hiding in the darkness, in the ignorance, the lies, disobedience, and rebellion. The enemy wants to condemn us to guilt, shame, and remorse, minimizing and denial. He wants to keep us in that place, in that dark or gray or shadowy place, causing great sickness and disease. We get sin, sickness, disease. Sin is our spirit, death to the spirit, right? Sickness is soul sickness, our thinking is off, and disease is our body, uncomfortability. We start to manifest our bones, we get attacked, cancers, all these things start to happen to our spirit, soul, and body. Let God's light of truth, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of who you are through him, his word. Through his word, you can learn more and more about who you are. You are a beautiful child of God. You're holy, you're righteous. All these things God has declared over us. We need to spend time with him so that we can believe that we are wonderfully and beautifully made, that we are redeemed, we're restored, we're renewed, we're reborn, we're his children. He loves us, right? The knowledge and wisdom through his word shine through it. When we get revelation, that's light. That's understanding and light through our hearts. People see it when you're walking around and you have a relationship with God, and you believe and you understand God, and you have it, you have his wisdom in your heart. They can see a glow. People see it. So you can walk in the light without stumbling. Wherever you go, you don't have to fall. You don't have to stumble. You're not walking in the dark anymore, tripping or following other people, backsliding. You can walk in the way, the truth, and the life of God through Jesus. It's through giving your life to Jesus, accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and receiving the Holy Spirit. As Jesus walked and lived on earth, That's John 14:6. It says, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. We can't even be in God's presence without accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and receiving the Holy Spirit. And that's what he's telling Nicodemus. John 15:4-11 says, remain in me as I am, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. This is so good. And this is Jesus talking. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. So you're like dark sin. You're dying. You're death, spiritual death. If you remain in me and my word remains in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit. We wear his name. We were sealed. We stamped. The engagement ring is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Showing yourself to be my disciples. Our lifestyle should be a reflection of who God is in our life. Who he is in the Bible. We're disciples. I was reading John today. And it's so good. I mean, because I'm getting so much revelation. As far as when the disciples, he told them, well, I'll bring it up. I wrote it down. I'll get it later. I want to finish this. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love. So this is how God knows who loves him. Those who keep his commands, right? Just as I have kept my Father's commands, he's our power of example, our higher power, remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. In his presence is the fullness of joy, happiness, thanksgiving, complete. Hallelujah. So living in Christ empowers us to produce love, peace, and joy in our God, in the heart, right? That is needed to live in love, God. God is love and unity, which is pleasing to God, right? When we're in love and unity, not only in our own peace inside of us, you know, we're like Genesis. I know I am. I was. Until God spoke, the Holy Spirit came in, and then there was peace. But my brain was all discombobulated. My heart was all hard. I mean, if anybody took a view, cut me in half, I was a big hot mess, like the way before he spoke the word into existence, into the world, you know? That was my inside. I always think of that. I'm like, oh, that was me. And then he spoke. And then peace. And things started to grow and develop. And it's just beautiful. You know? It's a garden. So we want to be pleasing to God. Enabling. And that's giving authority. God gave us authority to be of service to him and our fellows. I can't help another person if I don't have the resources to give them. If I haven't received from God. Whatever I'm going to be giving somebody, if it's not from God, it's self-centered. It's with a motive. Love is unconditional. It will have a condition on it. If it's not from God. If I didn't receive it from God first. So when I go into a room, or whether I go to a meeting, or whether it's for ministry, for AA, for work, whatever it is, my family, I have all the love I need. He gave it all to me. No one in that room can give me any more love than I already have. So it changes everything. It changes our relationship. But the only way we get to know these things is through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God. It's God consciousness. And if I don't have God consciousness wherever I go, then I'm going to have Luann consciousness. And nobody wants any of that kind of Luann coming around. You know? So, if a branch is dying and is not pulled cut from the vine, it will pull the nourishment from the healthy branches, which will hinder the fruit to grow. Our Heavenly Father is the gardener, but we must be willing to be pruned by him. no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like. So we need to understand faith, because it's through faith that we will even be obedient, believe his word, you know. It's all based on that. So we're running out of time, so I just want to, because we have another section of this, we'll finish that up next week, and then Pastor Tom will be here. But in the meantime, do you want to share anything before we pray out, James, on this? About conscious contact with God, God consciousness?
Well, just fruits are grown and gifts are given.
Amen.
Gifts are for others, and the fruit is what we develop, and
amen.
We stand before him. We'll see how our fruit grows.
Right? Yeah. And you know, step 12 is about love and loving others and the fruit growing, you know, what's produced.
Patience, long-suffering.
Amen.
And so on.
And we'll be getting to that in a couple of weeks, step 12, which is all about love. So, so again, this is Kingdom Recovery. My number is 631-745-7980. You can call me. I have books if you want the Kingdom Now and What Now from Pastor Tom. If you want anything sent, I have to send it to someone that I haven't gotten to, but I will get to it, I promise. And if you have any questions, I do group on Zoom. I do Zoom tomorrow morning at 9. If you want that information, again, you can call me, 631-745-7980. You can call the station, WCNO, 221-1100, and they will have the information. I'll leave it there, so if they need to give it to you, the Zoom information, that's Coffee with Christ. With that, we will pray, and just pray that everyone has a wonderful week. God bless you all. Father, we thank you for this time, and we hope that everyone got revelation.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Romans 12:2 says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Tune in again next Friday at 5 p.m. to hear and experience another level of God's transforming power, where the truth makes you free. For more information about Kingdom Recovery, I can be reached at 631-745-7980.
All the glory to the God of love. All the glory God of love.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
The civil government does not define your ethic as a Christian. That's critical that we understand that, and now maybe people will become more and more awakened to that.
Hi, this is R.C. Sproul, and I hope that you are listening to Renewing Your Mind on this station every day.
Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. and p.m. on WCNO.